Kiddushin Daf Lamed Gimel. How's everybody doing? Welcome to the 8-Minute Daf. Today is Erev Rosh Hashanah, and I'd like to take this opportunity to give everybody a bracha. It should be a year of simchas, of health, gesund, nachas from our children, shalom bayis, parnosa berevach, a year of getting closer to Ribbono Shel Olam, a year of learning Torah, not missing a day of Torah. And I really hope that you have it in your heart to daven for me on Rosh Hashanah. Should have arichas yomim and be able to continue giving shiurim. As we were discussing yesterday, the three shitas when it comes to standing up for Talmud Chacham, an older person, will make it simpler. The Torah says the word seva and the word zaken. So according to the Tanakhama, you need both. You need that the person should be an older person over 70 and also Talmud Chacham, otherwise you don't have to stand up for him. So if you have a young Talmud Chacham, you don't stand up for him. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says, no, they're independent. If he's old, even if he's not a Talmud Chacham, you stand up for him. And if he's a Talmud Chacham, even if he's not old, you stand up for him. And Nisi Ben Yudah says, a tremendous chiddush, that if a Zaken is a Rasha, you stand up for him because he's a Zaken. And if he's a Talmud Chacham and he's young, you also stand up for him. And guess what? The Gemara Paskins, like Nisi Ben Yehuda, you stand up for a Rasha. The Gemara says there's a comparison between Hidur and Kimo. And just like Hidur doesn't have Chesaron and Kis, you don't have to come out of pocket. So too, when it comes to Kimo, in other words, you don't have to stop work when a Talmud Chacham walks by, because we learn it from Hidur. A person who's actually working doesn't stand up for a Talmud Chacham, but he does stand up for those who are coming to Yerushalayim with their first fruit, the Bikurim, and he asks them how they're doing. Because chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, when you do a mitzvah, you're more chashiv than the Talmud Chacham. Another pshat the Gemara says is we don't want to discourage those who are bringing the Bikurim to Yerushalayim. We want them to come next year and have a great feeling, so let them feel good. And Rashi says this, the naf community in the two pshatim is, what if the person is very chashiv? He's going to come next year anyway. So you don't have to just say shalom aleichem to him and everything. But if the pshat is that the mitzvah is more chashiv, then you do. In a Beis HaKiseh, Beis HaMerech, it's the bathroom, a bathhouse, you don't stand up. But the outer rooms that people are clothed in, you do stand up for Talmud Chacham. The Gemara says a whole story that Reb Shimon was in the Beis HaMerech and they didn't stand up for him. There's no raya, says the Gemara, exactly where he was standing. It's possible he was standing in the inside room and his father said maybe they were thinking and learning. Rebbe, the Heilige Rebbe said maybe they're thinking and learning. Because what he meant is that somebody that is very involved in learning all day, even when he goes into Beis HaMerech, sometimes he can't control his mind and he's thinking and learning. Torah says, Takum v'yareisa. You should have fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going on in your mind. So don't play games. Don't close your eyes as the Talmud Chacham is coming into your chiyuv, into the Dalet Amos. And as he comes to the Dalet Amos, oops, I don't see him. My eyes are closed. Hashem knows that you're playing games and don't try to get out of it. You stand up for your Rabbi Muvok, your permanent Rebbe, when he's within Dalet Amos and the Av Bezdin, as far as your eye could see. And you sit down after Dalet Amos. When it comes to a Nasi, you have to wait until he sits down, because it says, Bayu Ahayla. The Gemara tells us, you only stand up for your Rebbe twice, once in the morning, once in the evening, because even for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you only say Shema twice. Nevertheless, a Talmud Chacham should be careful not to make people stand up for him. In fact, if a Talmud Chacham goes out of his way to make sure they don't stand up for him, he'll get Arichas Yamim. But if you're a Talmud Chacham and you don't stand up for your Rebbe, you're considered a Rasha, you don't have Arichas Yamim, and you forget the learning, Abaye would be upset. He would curse those who were learning Torah and say, oh, I don't stand up for my Rebbe because I'm learning Torah. You get cursed for that. The people from Masa Mechasya, they were so used to Talmid Chachamim that they didn't even put on a head covering when they walked in front of Talmid Chachamim. Rabbi Yochanan would give honor and stand up for a non-Jew, because elderly non-Jew went through a lot in his life and realized the nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for him. Abaye would give old man his hand, Rabbi would send the shliach, Rav Nachman would send his officers. Rav Nachman said, if not for my Torah, I would be just another Nachman in the marketplace. So therefore, it doesn't befit somebody that learns Torah to help the non-Jew. I'll let my officers help. And the Gemara has a suffix. If the son is the father's Rebbe, does the son stand up for the father? Does the father stand up for the son? The Gemara has a suffix. Because in fact, Shmuel told his Talmud, Rabbi Yehuda, you should stand up for your father. But on the other side, his father's Rabbi Cheskel. He was a big tzaddik, so maybe even Shmuel stood up for him. Maybe everybody should stand up for him. The Gemara says that a Talmud Chacham that's on an animal, there's two ways to look at it. You could say the Talmud Chacham is sitting, or you could look at it as the animal standing. Does he have a halacha somebody sitting, or a halacha somebody's walking, and then you would have to stand up for him? So the Gemara says that somebody that's on an animal is like he's standing. We see this halacha by Evan Amnagas, the Evan of a Metzor that has Tzoras on it, is Metame Ba'il. If it's in a room or under a tree, everything under the tree becomes Tame. But that's only if the person holding the stone is sitting. Like a Metzor who's sitting. Because the Pasuk says you have to be in a sitting position. So therefore, you see the idea that even though the person is standing, the stone is considered standing. If the person is sitting, the stone is considered. So too, person is on an animal. It goes by the animal. If the animal is standing, the person is considered standing. We all stand up for Sefer Torah. Why? Because we make a Kal V'chomer from the Talmud Chacham that learns from the Sefer Torah. You stand up for him. You stand up for the Sefer Torah. Rabbi Isai, have a wonderful day and an unbelievable year.